I normally don't get stressed out too much about these things, but I'm really pissed off today because I've sort of been waiting and waiting and waiting for retainers to be sorted out. You know, I've chucked money at flyers and stuff like that, and I know they're going to be useful, and I know it's all part of it, and I know I have to go around and give these out and whatever, but, you know, when it comes down to basics, you know, like buying food and being able to travel, you know, and you can't do those, that's shit, you know, that's just shit. I'm not going to see my Ella this week. Probably would have gone over tonight or brought her back here tonight. I can't really do it, regardless if I had the money, because I've got a thing at 9:30 in the morning, which I've got to do, and I want to do, and I'm excited to do it, because, you know, it's important that I do it. It's what I've been building up for the last 6 months, doing all this sort of project stuff. I just, you know, how do you get that sort of return on investment thing through to people about that social capital of social media? It's really, really difficult. You know, the job I want to do and what I'm skilled and talented at for the last 3 or 4 years that, you know, has an impact and influence is sort of getting away from cynicism and creates positive message, educates people. You know, how do you create a role like that? So many jobs have been created over the last 5, 10 years that didn't exist 15, 20 years ago. I don't know, I feel I'm just having a bit of a disillusion moment. I've just wrote out all my notes for this council thing, and it's going to be good. You know, there's a lot of stuff in there, but I just feel a little bit despondent. You know, looking at 88 pence in a post office account is not awesome. It's not awesome whatsoever. And if it wasn't for CJ and Dan, I would be screwed. You know, right now I would be in the studio, and I would have to leave the studio, and I'd have to, you know, I don't know what I'd do. You know, I haven't got anywhere particularly that I live. So that's a bit of a pisser. You know, you always let one side of your life down somewhere where you sort of throw your energies into elsewhere. And I guess just being transparent about it, you know, instead of just sort of ignoring it, I think it's good to talk about it. It's good to talk, you know, somebody's just, while I'm recording this, somebody's just, I have crap too, I just ignore it, put it in boxes and deal with it like work. Yeah, well, that can only go so far, can't it? And if we keep on doing that and using that approach to life, you know, the resources that we're squandering, you know, oh, the petrol's gone up, but it's all right, I'll pay the extra, you know. Do we just keep paying that extra? Do we not optimise things? Do we just keep on gorging ourselves on this stuff? You know, I'm not asking for mega money. A lot of these local designers who have got a talent and a skill, I'm not asking for mega money. I'm just asking for a little bit of respect and appreciation and acknowledgement, you know? And it's important. It's important, you know, if the public sector is expecting small businesses and social enterprises to be helping the economy bolster again, they need to have platforms to communicate their talents and skills in the way that they feel comfortable at. Anyway, just went off on a random tangent there. Just a bit pissed off. I just, you know, I'm trying to put all these things together, trying to help out the Bunker Show, trying to help out Jag get these t-shirts, and somebody's come forward and can do them really cheaply. Well, I think it's really cheaply, and you know, somebody said they were going to sponsor. Margot Card said the sponsor £50 towards it, and I don't know, I'm just pissed off. I'll get over it, I guess. I'll just have some more coffee. Twitter message come through while I'm recording this. Life's always been boxes with me, open and shut. Yeah, that's all very well, but boxes can mount up and stack up, and you know, you have to store those boxes somewhere, and then if your storage place where you store your boxes gets damp or wet, it ruins the contents of the boxes. The problem with boxes is that people don't know what's inside the contents of your box. That sounds awful. I shouldn't really say that. What's inside the contents of your box? Oh dear. I just made something non-sexual sexual. Awesome. Anyway, I'm just having a bit of a rant. Get it off my chest. The yellow post-it note style, audio boo to the world. Just transparent. You know, those unconscious, subconscious thoughts that you have, best just going out, thrown out there. I think it's one of the things that when you've been down to the depths of despair and annoyance about things not going the right way in your life, is that most people just suppress them and sort of filter them out and ignore it and hope for the best. Well, hoping for the best is not getting us anywhere, is it really? Hasn't been for a long time. I've got nothing to lose. I've already lost it. I've already lost it all. You know, I lost the job, lost the relationship, lost the house. You can't really lose. I can't really lose anymore, so I've got nothing to lose. Which, in a way, makes me more driven to get back to an equilibrium based on solid foundations. Solid foundations of ethics, respect, responsibility, and doing the things that I'm passionate about. And those things are connecting and disrupting things. Connecting people who should be connected together, who could do awesome stuff together, and disrupting things that just are obvious to people day to day. We all do it. We talk about things and moan about things, but then we never do that next step. We don't report it or back it up or provide evidence or provide ideas or how you would do it and crowdsource that in a bunch of people like you would talking to three or four people in a pub. You know, that stuff is valuable stuff that needs to be passed on and passed on and passed on and reinforced and reinforced and talked about and then built up to a point where people can't ignore it. Can't ignore it because it needs fixing. You know, we've got the, we have the human capacity, potential, technology to optimize a lot of our consumption of stuff, and we just don't do it. We just do not do it. I feel a bit better now. I just needed a rant. A bit stressed out as well. That, you know, I need to be getting evicted basically from the house over in Burton Swat area. On the 20th, and there's no way I could find $6,000. There's no way I could find $2,800 to be able to do to call off the eviction. And the alternative is to get Ella and Sam to move back in and see what sort of things they can claim and stuff. But it's whole point of like me suggesting what I did so that I could take it on myself and try and fix it. Was that they didn't have to go through it. Now they're going to have to go through it. And so that makes me feel even worse. I don't know. Money. If I'd have known that, you know, that my job for that year was going to end like it was or go all over the place like it did with no direction, you know, I would have been looking for other jobs. As it stands right now, you know, I'm absolutely committed to what I'm doing over here, but I also recognise the fact that I have responsibilities and therefore I've got to burn the candle at both ends. I've got to do it. Sam's doing it, so I should do it. You know? Anyway. Can't get any more transparent than all of that this morning, can you? I'm going to go and consume more coffee and get back into this. I've nearly finished it, actually. I've nearly finished this document. Some good stuff in there about geolocation and communities and the locality and editing with remote editors 5,000 miles away, New York. There's some correlation in all of it, which is interesting to me. And things that excite me on a day-to-day basis. I do hope we can find a sponsor for the bunker, for the shirts. I think that'd be a nice little touch. They're not required, they're not really needed, but I think it'd be a nice touch to have, you know, gamers from around Nottingham. Because there's a lot of things that you can link up in society in just gamers. You know, from the board gamers to the first person shooters, the way that they think about gaming differently. That is also the way that they encounter the world differently. Yeah, alright, it's gaming, but it's social these days. You know, you're sharing that experience with people, either local friends or global friends, interacting in the same environment. And that is a key focal point for messages of sustainability and loyalty, and those things just don't exist in gaming at the moment. But if they did, you could rapidly, you know, some gamers sitting there for 8 hours playing games at home. I found out about a clan the other day that only recruits gamers that are jobless so that they can play more gaming with the clan, so they can do more raids. in World of Warcraft, which I just found absolutely bemusing. Anyway, I've ranted on enough, haven't I? So that's it. Just there's a lot of good stuff happening, and I know that I'm doing the right thing, but you know, you do have those moments of real sort of sharp clarity where you sort of step out yourself and look and go, are you sure? Are you sure you're doing the right thing? Are you doing this for the right reasons? And I know I'm doing it for the right reasons, but it doesn't feel that way all the time. I miss not having my daughter with me, you know? Seeing her two or three times a week was good. And it'd be nice to get some sort of stability again. And, you know, we're working towards the whole idea of a great project, and it's so close, it's in like sort of grabbing distance to be able to do it. I always get a little bit jumpy about things like this, you know, things change rapidly in this world, you know, having to adapt quickly is a difficult thing for some people, and they sort of get lost. You know, it's one of the reasons why I like the go-kart thing, was that, you know, having the ability to have that whole digital inclusion message from a credit card. You know, most people just get it, put money on it, use it for that, and that's it. There's more to it than that. It's the things that it can enable. You know, the Living Arcs, great company, zero carbon footprint building, locally sustainable stuff. You know, obvious, logical. Makes sense. You know, why I ever, whatever possessed me to get £120,000 mortgage for bricks and mortar for something that depreciates? I didn't have that education at school as to what all that meant. I just needed a home. You know, I feel that a lot of people feel annoyed and intimidated by the world because of the way that situations have gone. And it's gone most of the time because of lack of information as to what will happen, or, you know, there will be services that will help me, and if things happen. And to be truthful, a lot of these things don't exist. You know, the faster we race into this digital infrastructure, you know, the faster we also lose a section of society that can't adapt, can't change, can't gear up for that new iteration. You know, I've met homeless people who haven't got a house, right? Who haven't, because they've not got a place to live, they can't get a bank account. They can't travel to a job because they can't get paid because they don't have that account. Or the company can only pay backs, so they can't do checks. Or they can't pay the travel expenses for like 4 or 5 weeks. You know, it's all of these sort of criteria that you have to fit into, and yet we expect these people to interact and engage with the community and be able to navigate through cities and towns. Lots of different people at different ages in their lives with different sets of problems, and you know, we can't just keep putting them into boxes and ignoring them and hope it's going to get better. We have the potential, with the utilities, with the services, with the communication methods that we have these days, to radically change the way we do things. Anyway, coffee.